Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Yes, it is. Happy Saturday, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Already got loads of people in the comments. Awesome. How are you doing, Pat, on this sunny Saturday? It is here anyway.
Just very tired, very worn out. I've had a busy week, but it's good to be back doing this.
Awesome, man. Well, we've got lots to talk about this week. Loads, actually. It was a non-stop roller coaster of a week for G.I. Joe news.
Was it?
Where have you been? Yeah, we had two lots of Super 7 reveals. We had a bit of classified news. We had the whole Hasbro, like, going back to Windows scenario. Their Macs obviously aren't working.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. That is true.
So, yeah, it's been a busy one, I think, personally. Well, everyone, loads of people in the comments. Hello, Mom. Couple of hearts.
Yes, and she says, hope I'm better, and I am better. Thank you for asking.
Aww, he's much better now. Yes. And he's on the show. Yay. Right then, guys, loads of you in the comments. Thanks very much. Keep them coming in, and obviously keep your questions coming in. First thing I will like to say at the beginning here, still having a bit of a glitch issue, so I apologize if I freeze every now and again. It's an ongoing issue that I'm trying to work out. Hopefully should be fixed by next week, fingers crossed. Okay, then. Let's get into the first lot of news then, Pat, which you don't think there's been that much, but there certainly has been, because we will start with something I didn't even mention a second ago, and that is in You Can't See Me news.
Yabba-doo indeed. What an awesome surprise as John Cena walked out to WrestleMania with a group of Make-A-Wish Foundation kids. He's always had my utmost respect for that in general. The feed seemed to explode on all of our socials when viewers noticed a familiar branding being worn by the 16 times world champion. Yes, it was very evident that G.I. Joe had been the inspiration for the ring attire and was even emblazoned across the big screen with his custom card art, lots of red, white and blue stripes, as well as some fun details on the back of his shirt, like the file card and so on. Both the t-shirt and hat went up online almost immediately, and you can still order them off the WWE website, link in the description. I have to say, I love the fact they included a cross-sell style layout featuring all the different iterations of John Cena over the years. Absolute genius. Wouldn't it be awesome if John Cena were the next Sarge and was added to the roster of classified figures? I would go nuts. He would be a very good fit for the current celebrity G.I. Joe character, where we have seen Sergeant Slaughter, The Fridge and Rowdy Roddy Piper join the brand in the past. However, this was probably just an homage. I'm sure it would be a bit of a pipe dream to get him involved. So for now, we can just enjoy this little G.I. Joe nod.
Absolutely. This was a bit of fun and kind of, again, blew the internet up, like, immediately. Everyone was posting about this. A bit of a surprise here, Pat. Did you, you weren't expecting this, were you?
Yeah, actually, I figured it would happen any moment. No, of course not.
Pat was like, oh, yeah, Cena's got to come out in the card art with the file card. Yeah, it's going to happen. do you think, like, because we've talked a lot in the past about kind of celebrity inclusions into the brand, and Cena hasn't really kind of popped up that much in our conversations. Obviously, you've got the whole Stallone thing going on with Rocky. We've had, I don't know, it's a difficult one in the current kind of climate, but Cena kind of fits a little bit here, do you think?
Yeah, and I kind of wonder if he's had, or I guess I should say how many conversations he's had with Hasbro, considering the fact that he was in Bumblebee.
That's a good point. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people were kind of clamoring or kind of saying in comments and stuff that he should be the next Duke in a movie. Would you accept Cena as Duke, or are you thinking
now that's not a fit for me. I don't see him as Duke.
I remember when the Bumblebee movie came out, there was that whole kind of conversation about whether they were going to cross over with G.I. Joe at some point, and was Cena going to be that character that was going to cross the stream somehow, because there was talk about him being like the original G.I. Joe. And I want to say that, Diana said, Chris, he auditioned. Did he? That's interesting. I wasn't aware of that, actually. But that's pretty cool. So he auditioned for Duke, he's saying, Diana. But he wasn't as famous then. Well, I don't know. When was that? Back at Rise of Cobra time? My goodness.
Well, I think he probably would have been better than Channing Tatum.
Just saying no. Let's explain it. I was talking about Chris Hemsworth. Sorry, Diana. Sorry, I was getting confused. Obviously, I'm reading the comments, but obviously in relation to what we're talking about. So apologies for the other conversations going on that I'm getting confused with. Okay, so scratch that. Cena did not audition. We can cut that because he was pretty famous at that stage, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, yeah, I thought this was kind of a nice touch. Obviously, he comes out on, you know, for WrestleMania, and it is everywhere. You've got card art with the explosion behind him. You've got the "use can't see me" kind of logo as the G.I. Joe logo, and then all of his kind of attire, which is pretty dope as well. What did you think of the t-shirt itself, Pat? What are your thoughts?
I think that the explosion's interesting, that he chose to have it in a V-shape. That's probably mostly in order to you know, help his own profile.
Yeah.
You know, because the card back explosion works really well, I think, on a t-shirt. But yeah, I could see this working well for him.
Totally. And I love the fact that they put in a little cross cell on the back and the file card. I just thought that was kind of a nice touch. I don't think we know who designed this. I don't think we know who's kind of been doing the input for this kind of stuff, because we know that like Adam Riches does a lot of wrestle gear design stuff. I'm pretty sure Adam didn't do this one, but it would be interesting to know who's actually behind this.
No, it would be amazing if Adam actually just pitched this, but I don't think he did, but somebody did. And I kind of wonder what the inspiration was. Was it John Cena saying, "Hey, you know what? I'd really like G.I. Joe." Or was it the, you know, some promoter or somebody of his who said, this would be something cool. And then he was like, sure.
Excuse me. Absolutely. I also like the little hat he was wearing as well, which you can get on the website, guys. You can get both of the t-shirt and the hat on the website. Link in the description still, I believe. It's a modified WWE logo, the V shape behind him, by the way, Pat.
Okay.
Kevin Porter. Thanks, Charles. I did think that because I saw like almost like another line kind of behind it to almost make it look like the WWE thing, but that's awesome. Anyway, that's that really. Again, interesting little bonus this week, but at the same time, like I'm not expecting Cena to turn up in the classified line or even like any other G.I. Joe related scenario, but I think that would be kind of fun. And I do think he fits as a celebrity to join, you know, the brand a little bit. I think that would be kind of great, actually. But also on that, let us know in the comments who you think would make for good celebrity inclusions to the brand. And then Pat and I can steal some of those ideas when we talk about that on a monthly again in the future and not credit you. Cool. Robert H. says, Cena was also the one who misspoke in an interview calling Bumblebee a reboot by accident, making so many fake reports, falsely confirming this fake reboot still to this day. I don't remember him being the one doing it, but I do remember all the reports going around saying that it was going to be a complete redo and reboot and everything. And it was one of those soft reboots, wasn't it, Pat? I hate that term because I kind of feel like if you want to just redo something, you redo it.
Right. I'm there with you. I remember watching the behind the scenes stuff and finding out that the way that Megatron was handled was actually changed in order to make it into not a reboot, but a soft reboot. So probably, yeah, because Megatron was originally supposed to be in that battle at the beginning of the movie, which wouldn't have made sense because he should be frozen on Earth. So they just kind of eliminated him from it. So in doing that, it became kind of connected and not really a reboot.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of feel like you should go, if they're going to do something fresh and new and it's going to deviate from the kind of narrative, we'll use the characters, but we're going to change the entire backstory. It's like, well, they're not the same then, are they? I don't get it. Jeffrey says Arnie, Sly Stallone, couple ones there. Robert H. Sigourney Weaver. That's actually a good shout.
Yes. Well, yeah, that'd be a good one.
Bit of Ripley in there. I like that thought.
I kind of think that the original Cover Girl concept art from Ron Rudat looks like Sigourney Weaver.
Actually, you have got a good point there, Pat. I wish we had the image to flash up. If this was a pre-recorded, I'd have obviously edited that in. Can't do that at the moment. But yeah, that's awesome. yeah, cool. Good shouts, everyone. I like that. Yeah, keep them coming in. If there's any kind of that you like the thought of joining the Joe team. Or the Cobra team, let's not forget, because we did have Rowdy Roddy Piper join the Iron Grenadiers. So, you know, we can talk about the bad guys as well. That's awesome. Right then. Okay. Next up then, we have a little bit of news for Classified and specifically Tiger Force Dusty.
YouTube video channel Oficina dos Joes out of Brazil have posted a brand new review video for the recently leaked Target exclusive classified Tiger Force Dusty. The video gives us a much better look at the figure out of the package than the previous images did, but that is always the case in these situations. The figure does look a lot better in the video based on the extra lighting and so on, but the difference is significant. The video goes into detail with close-ups of the deco and textures of the figure itself, as well as comparisons to the first classified Dusty release. Initially, I had thought that the stripes were not abundant enough, but seeing the figure here, I'm not as perturbed as I was previously. I still think they could have applied a stripe or two to that lower torso section in the front, but he does look good despite that. They compare the two different boxes as well, which was a welcome surprise when watching this earlier. It is interesting to see the two next to each other, and now we will be getting a completely different style of box again with the newer figures going forward. Seeing the two Dusty figures side by side also makes me happy, as the deco really does separate them in a significant way. I still love the fact they adopted the original card art face camo for this particular release, making the two figures even more unique from each other. The extra deco hits on the rifle and goggles are also welcomed here. There isn't a great deal revealed that we didn't already know, what accessories he was going to come with, box 65, etc. However, Oficina dos Joes do highlight the fact that the headgear issue has not been addressed for this version, and you still have to employ the hidden extra goggles tactic to keep it in place on his head. A minor quibble, but one that should be addressed on here. Seeing Dusty with the rest of the sub-team was also brilliant. I genuinely hope we get more Tiger Force before Target change their theme for the line. Fingers crossed we can get a few more Euro-exclusive homages, maybe Hit and Run or Tunnel Rat. Honestly, I'll take any of them at this stage. Massive thank you to Oficina dos Joes for allowing us to use their video to show these aspects of the figure. Please make sure you go and check the full review out via the link in the description below.
Yeah, go do that. It was good to see the figure kind of like, you know, in the physical 3D world a little bit. I know when we first get those images come through, we get like, you know, a ton of images from maybe like a leak or something like that. And you kind of go, you know, yeah, there's the figure, but there's so much about it that you don't necessarily really gauge until you see it in that kind of environment on like a video or something. And I definitely think that this figure benefits from this video, seeing it in that way. I know obviously we still have kind of hang-ups with, like, you know, not enough stripes on the figure and everything, Pat, but did you change your mind at all about any of your position on the figure when seeing the video?
Well, the chest stripes in the other pictures we had seem to be covered up by that strap that he has on.
Yeah.
So the stripes do look a little bit better, but I don't know. They still don't seem to be as distributed sometimes.
You know, when we talked about the arms, because I know when we looked at the images, the stripes on the arms didn't look like you could really see them. Like, it looked like they were kind of, you know, they were specifically and symmetrical and all very, like, similar. But they were kind of curled around the back almost. Like, it was like on the images, you just saw an ever so slight, like, stripe poking through. I kind of feel like seeing it this way, I'm seeing the stripes a lot more on the arms from the front, from the side, and all that kind of stuff. So at least from my perspective on that, I feel like I'm getting more on those arms at least. It's like a very minor discrepancy, but I felt like on the images, we weren't seeing the stripes on the arms very clearly.
Yeah, I'm still kind of left with a feeling that there's some angle that you can barely see any stripes if you have the strap maybe a little too high and you're looking at the figure a little too forward on.
Yeah.
Maybe his arms are, you know, tilted
yeah
out a little bit more than yeah they should be. But yeah, for sure, this definitely looks like it's not as bad as a situation that we thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was my kind of stance at the end of it, really. Yeah. Anyway, good to see the figure. Are you wanting more Tiger Force is my question to you, Pat.
Well, Tiger Force is still one of my favorite sub teams, and I think that it's one of the ones we've had most fun with. But over the years, adding character after character to that just for the purpose of fun makes Tiger Force a very large set, which makes it kind of difficult to collect, you know, all of those in addition to the regular colors kind of all coming at the same time. In some ways, one of the things that I like about the sub teams like Tiger Force is to have a second shot at that figure way in the future, where it looks like these two Dusty figures were pretty much made back to back.
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it? Almost certainly. Yeah. Kind of makes sense to me to do, like, if you're going to do a repaint of a figure, you might as well just do it in the, while you've got the run going.
Like, yeah.
I don't know how it works in the factory setup. Maybe there's a lot of like paint operation type stuff they have to do. Like that's like a, probably a big change maybe. But like at the same time, like I feel like if you might as well just bust out the repaints while you're there. I don't know. That seems would be a better way to do it.
Right. There's a cost associated just with changing the tooling out of the factory. So if you're going to have a figure be the same tooling, there's some savings to be had by just doing it at the same time. And there's also a lot to be said by tooling that, you know, sometimes gets lost, you know, so maybe you've missed your opportunity or damaged, you know, or reused for something else. And then, you know, they've talked before about how sometimes parts choices have to be made based on what is being used for other figures. Maybe if they didn't do Dusty now, whenever they wanted to get around to doing a Tiger Force Dusty, maybe the legs would be being used for some other figure and it would have to not match what the original one was. So yeah, there's a lot of benefit to be had by just doing them one right after the other. I just kind of, I see the classified line not lasting a short amount of time at this point. I think that we'll probably still be getting figures a few years from now. And by going through a lot of the Tiger Force right on the backs of the original versions of the characters, I don't know. I think maybe one of the few that may actually end up being redone at any point might be Duke.
Yeah, definitely. And I do like that Tiger Force Duke, by the way, as well. Like, it's a bloody good deco. But yeah, I could definitely see them because obviously we've got the Retro Duke coming, thanks to the... So we know that there's probably going to be a couple of repaints out of that. Couple of comments I want to kind of highlight here. Jeffrey Smith said, wish TF Dusty came with Sandstorm. I quite like that as an idea, but I also like the fact, Jeffrey, of possibly getting that Dusty, that kind of, was it 91 Dusty, the Sandstorm?
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be so cool. Like, you know, the beret, the sleeveless, all that jazz. I think that'd be like a really fun figure, actually.
Yeah, I agree. I saw somebody made a custom of it and I was sitting around admiring it, just kind of looking at it and imagining how cool it would be to actually have it as part of the line.
Definitely. Barking Fridge says KISS would make a great sub-team, the KISS Army. Actually, great paintwork and everything, all of the... Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. What else we got? Jeffrey says WWE's NWO is a Cobra team. Kind of like Dreadnought-y, I think they are, Jeffrey. You could probably get away with them being their own sub-team, though, definitely. A lot of wrestling and G.I. Joe combinations, isn't it? That's what it seems to be. Rob H. says, he is a very green tiger, but I still feel like he's looking better than the first release, and that one looked good. Actually, he's more like Cringer, isn't he? It's Jinx that's Cringer, though, isn't it? Let's face it. That Jinx is Cringer, and I want that in the future, please.
I just want a Jinx.
How good would that be, though, Pat? Red Jinx, right? Classic Jinx, and then a Tiger Force one. Oh, my God. That would be amazing. And I know you like Tiger Force, so don't even try to tell me you don't want a Jinx Tiger Force figure. I'd also want, actually, Viper would be cool, wouldn't it, as a repaint?
Well, as you were saying that, I was just thinking which Vipro would be what I would prefer. Would you rather have the 1998 one, or would you rather have the 2005, yeah, I think it was, or 2004 one? One of those two, actually, that came in that pack.
I like the phasing camo, personally. You know, that kind of like white, black, kind of, you know, where it's like very, it's not like just stripes, basically. I would love that. That was in the 98 one, wasn't it? The phase?
Yeah, it kind of had like an airbrush, blue and white on a black figure. And then the other ones, though, had that really ornate design and like divided in half. But they were mostly a red. Maybe if they combined both of those and did like a blue and black and white out of the colors that they did in the Cobra Ninja set.
Yeah. Ed says, between the leaked Walmart list and this first series of TFPP, it feels like 8 figures a year. CG and Dusty might be the last of the 2022 figures, obviously delayed. I'm hoping for 8 more from Target. That's a pretty solid kind of hypothesis there, Ed. I think that is probably the case, though. I think you're probably spot on there. Excuse me. I do think we're going to see more. Well, yeah, I do think. I also might have an inkling that we might see more. That's all I can say about that. But yeah, I think there's probably a few more left minimum, but it'd be nice to see this stretch enough that we can get, you know, a few more kind of characters in there. Because again, Tiger Force is like, I don't think it's a love it or hate it vibe. I do think it's a popular sub team,
yeah,
but there's definitely a faction of the fandom that is probably vehemently, not vehemently against it, but probably doesn't really tickle their berries, doesn't buzz their berries. Would you agree with that statement, Pat? Or do you think it is like a 50-50?
Well, I don't think it's 50-50. I think that more than 50% of people are in favor of Tiger Force. I think that the whole Force theme of like the subset thing is kind of something that is almost a staple at this point in G.I. Joe. Like, people really associate that with a brand.
Yeah.
And Tiger Force was like the big one that was like the first one that established that.
Yeah, definitely. Rachel says, I want Wreckage and Sky Striker. Good, both good shouts, by the way. I may pick up Dusty and use him as Felino. That's another good shout. Would you cut some of the, because it was the Felino one didn't have the kind of like material bit, right? Am I right in saying
right.
that?
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So you could kind of like, you could kind of like cut the helmet a little bit, couldn't you, that he comes with? Like, you'd have to do a bit of customization work on that. But yeah.
Well, maybe just use a different helmet.
That too. That's fine, Pat. If you don't want to destroy your Dusty hat, that's totally cool. But yeah, good shout on that, Rachel. And Sky Striker's a good shout as well, because that would maybe insinuate Wild Weasel at some point, and maybe even Thunder. That would be really cool. So yeah, very awesome. I'm not sure how popular those would be, but Wreckage as Firefly repaint is a great shout.
Yeah, I agree. I just hope that if they do it, they focus a little more on the original deco for Sabretooth than the Wreckage that came out.
Because I agree with that. The Sabretooth deco is so much more interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like it's almost like that Wreckage deco that came out may have been based on the popular image that was online at the time, which was a black and white of Sabretooth.
Yeah, I have to agree on that as well. Right, so I'm just trying to get through some of these comments. Neil's digging the Marauder sub team, absolutely. Oh, sorry, and you added a bit more. Need more? Yeah, I definitely think we do. I would love to see Spirit, Footloose, Mutton Junk. Well, we've got Mutton Junkyard coming. Obviously, Spirit is already in the line. Footloose, I think, can't be that far behind. Like, I know he's not like Mr. Popular necessarily, but he is a staple of G.I. Joe, isn't he? I would say.
Yeah. He's around. He's part of the 1985 line, which makes him, you know, on the main list of characters.
Obviously, he's not. I'm not saying he's like, I'm not saying he's tier one. I'm not saying he's like right at the top. I'm saying he is G.I. Joe.
Most people are going to recognize him. He's in the Sunbow cartoon.
Exactly. Massively in the Sumbo cartoon, yeah. Robert H says, Jinx is Cringer, Dusty is Battle Cat. If you painted Dusty's helmet like that kind of maroon color, and the secondaries that maroon color, I'm with you on that one, Robert H. That is genius. Okay. Nelson's saying, love the face cam deco on TF Dusty a lot. Same. I really am glad they did something different to the other classified Dusty as well. I'm glad they did that and just focused on the card art. And as Pat pointed out to me correctly last week, but on both the original Dusty and the Tiger Force Dusty, they both have the same face paint on the card art. So I'm glad they went with that in the end. Robert H says, blue Viper is the only one that feels like Viper, even if the red one looks cool. Was there a red one?
Yeah, that's the one I was just talking about. That there's the
was that in the Ninja something six pack?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cobra Ninja six pack, and it reused the like the skirt from the Valor versus Venom Storm Shadow.
I don't think I even realized that was one of those was Viper.
They're both Viper.
Yeah, I've got that set, and I don't think I've realized that. I don't think I've really looked at it or cared to look at it in that kind of detail.
They kind of changed Viper from being a singular character to being
like a troop.
You know, a troop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it was almost like Viper was the was like a courier kind of style, wasn't it, at the beginning? Like a driver of some description?
Yeah, yeah, which didn't really address the whole ninja look.
A ninja courier, obviously. But yeah, that thank you, Robert H, and thank you, Pat, for reminding me on that or pointing that out to me again. I'm such a fake fan, really, at the end of the day. I know nothing about this brand. I literally just do this show and make it up as I go along a lot of the time. Not sure if you're aware of that.
We'll get to the point where I don't remember a lot of the Sunbo stuff here in a few minutes.
When Pat can have his turn to be a fake fan then. Okay, that's Dusty. We have covered this in massive detail. I didn't actually mean to go into that much, but there we go. Next up then, this was probably the... I would say this was the... Even though Super 7 brought loads of reveals out this week, this was probably the hot topic of the week, and it is in Hasbro and Windows news. Well, how about that? Hasbro's put out a statement regarding their windowless packaging and that they will be returning to using windows for certain 6-inch figures, including the Classified series. The full statement reads, "We wanted to share an update on packaging for Hasbro's 6-inch scale figures. Based on your feedback, we will be reintroducing windows and blisters to our 6-inch fan figures beginning later this year into 2024 for select products across our portfolio of brands, including G.I. Joe Classified, Power Rangers Lightning Collection, Star Wars Black Series, and Marvel Legends. This will eventually expand to all new 6-inch figure releases. The new windows and blisters will be made from bio-PET or recycled PET, helping us achieve our priority of meeting our fans' expectations for extraordinary packaging and superior design while still developing packaging that minimises waste and the use of virgin plastic. Thank you again for being one of our biggest fans and for your continued support of Hasbro." You're welcome. Boom! In what has to have been one of the most heated topics regarding the line so far, the windowless packaging was almost a constant talking point in every comment thread, Facebook group and the like since the decision to cut out the additional plastic. It appears as though cries from the fandom have generated enough of a storm that the higher-ups changed their direction once again. This isn't the first time that decisions have shifted after a combined outcry from the fans. We saw it with the design shift and in smaller areas like getting more runs of figures done, etc. If we don't get a new Falcon head based on the tsunami of tears we suffered, then I don't know what is going on. Let's also not forget that the Classified series has changed packaging 3 times now, so how long will the new boxes last before we return to this new eco-friendly, in quotation marks, window box design? Also, what will it look like? Do you think they will deviate one more time and go with something completely fresh, or do you think it will be a case of returning to the old style exactly? I have no doubt that the retro series will be on the bubbles as per, but that has been known for a long time now, so other than maybe changing the materials, which could have a negative effect, of course, I doubt they'll be that affected. Right, lots to get into here then. So obviously, Hasbro have put out the statement saying that they are returning to the window style boxes for their 6-inch collectible kind of adult figures. I don't know even what they know what they kind of said, but it was like, yeah, it was like fan, that was it, fan collectible figures. So, and obviously G.I. Joe Classified was in that particular list. Now, what blows my mind here is that we started with the window, then we got the all covered art style box, which quickly shifted to this more formulaic kind of stuff, which I've got to say, I really like the third iteration of the packaging. And then now we are swinging all the way back to the windows again. It is like pick a lane kind of feeling, isn't it, Pat, here?
Yeah, but I, you know, I hate to say that what we said didn't matter, but I kind of think that we were just, for the most part, the fans were saying, hey, this is a bad idea. But regardless of us saying anything, I think the market would have shown them that it was a bad idea. Like, we could have just been quiet the entire time. And I think sales would have still shown them, hey, this is not good. Because, like, you know, going into Walmart or Target, how much of their sales are impulse buys or people buying something for somebody's birthday?
Yeah,
it's a lot. It's a good chunk of it. And whenever you walk into the store and everything is kind of covered up, I just don't even know what that thing is that I would be buying a kid to hand to them. Is it a super junky toy? Because we've all kind of had the bait and switch at some point of the picture looks better than the item inside. And it's just, I guess maybe I'm covering the same points we talked about when we initially heard about the windowless packaging. It was just a bad idea to begin with.
I agree with that. I think it was the thing where it was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I personally was like, fair, I'll accept that. I don't really mind because I order my stuff anyway. I don't go out and buy it necessarily. So from my perspective, I wasn't that fussed. But when, like, it just seemed to be like such a problem for a lot of collectors. And it wasn't the odd comment here or there. It was constantly, it was on stuff that wasn't even about. I would like put a video up of like, I don't know, could have been like a bobblehead or a new pair of G.I. Joe braces or some sort of random merch. And the comments I would get would just be like, bloody windowless packaging. I was like, what? Why are we caring about this in this video? Like, I don't understand. So, yeah, it was kind of like clear that it was an issue from the off. And you can't always necessarily, well, I mean, I think you didn't need 2020 hindsight here, did you, to know that it probably wouldn't have gone down very well for collectors. There was already, I think, an issue going on with Marvel Legends, I want to say, before, like, they switched to complete full, you know, windowless boxes, didn't they, I want to say, before Classified?
Yeah, they did. And the other problem with that was that they had touched up the pictures of the figures. And one of the things the Marvel fans love is the pinless joints. And they actually touched up some of the pins to make the figures look pinless on the box, but then you open them up and there are pins in the joints.
Yeah. So there's obviously if people are affected to the point of it being like, well, I'm not buying, then you have an issue. And that's clearly what happened here. So not only was it like almost like fan pressure with every comment, it was every bit. I think you go to every one of our videos, you'll see a comment about the packaging. So, and like every unboxing, obviously that makes more sense because it's related. But I must admit, I would go through those unboxings having not opened it previously. You know, I'm not going to check it first. And I'm opening it thinking, God, I hope this figure is okay. I hope there's no like issues with it or it's missing something, or because it'll just be like, it's, you know, live. There's nothing I can do about it. And thankfully, I've been very fortunate with that. But still, it's obviously an issue, and clearly they've done something about it now. So, I mean, we kind of went through this as well already with the whole bubble scenario. Do you remember that? When it was like the retro cards are going to be, they're going to be changing that or whatever. And then people were like, so it was so confusing. It was like, we're going all plastic. Sorry, we're going plastic free. And that means that what for the retro series? What does that mean? And then it was like, oh, don't worry, we're keeping the bubbles for that. I'm like, okay. So that was their first kind of like confusing switch and change of direction. And then we get to this position, and it's like they didn't even tell us about the packaging on the last live stream. And that was like there for all to see. Like, this is obviously different with the bazooka in the middle of it, kind of being the only different package. And we were all kind of like, guys, is no one going to mention that the packaging has changed? So I don't know. I find it kind of funny that we're now, how many figures are we going to get with this packaging, Pat, with the on the right hand side with Torpedo, for example? How many we get before we
maybe a couple of waves? The one that I'm wondering about is we had that leaked list with the 60th anniversary stuff, and honestly, I think those figures could benefit from having a, like we talked about, like a vintage style box within the box.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're going to go with a window packaging, you're still going to have to display the figure well, so there's not going to be space for that.
Yeah, I agree.
So I 100%. Wonder what's going to happen with those.
I have to imagine. Sorry, I'm missing loads of comments, guys. Apologize, but we're in the sometimes that happens. Apologies if you're desperately wanting me to kind of pay attention to you. I will in a second. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it seems like such a strange move to change the packaging completely again, and then change the packaging again almost like within a couple of waves. I don't even think we're going to get a couple of waves out of it. Obviously, we know Big Ben, Range Viper, we know those have got that kind of packaging. We don't know how far along all the other leak listing stuff is necessarily. We don't know if that's at production sample packaging phase or whatever. They could be going, right, yeah, scrap what we're doing here. We're moving into this now. So it could be that we just get that wave that we saw in the live stream, the five figures, Snowjob, the female two-pack, the Cobra Trooper two-pack, an officer, and Scrap Iron. And then we get Range Viper, Big Ben, like 10 figures we might get with this is a possibility.
That'd be two waves, right?
Well, effectively, it's a wave of standard retail and a wave of Walmart exclusives. So yeah, okay. Technically, yeah, you're right. Two waves, two separate waves. We could be getting just 10 figures of that packaging. It feels so weird and pointless to do that, doesn't it?
Yeah, while the classified line was trying to establish, you know, how nice they could be lined up next to each other on the shelf, that's pretty much gone at this point.
Sorry, this is a funny comment from a punk with toys. How's Ro went from Windows to no Windows and back to Windows, all before Mezco Batman 89 hit people's hands? We've had the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous periods in the same time that thing has hit people's hands. Yeah, hilarious. Bees Battlegrounds thinks we'll probably see another 2 to 3 waves of the newest style box to finish out the year. I think that could be possible there, B. I would be very surprised if they only did 10 figures. I mean, it's a possibility is what I'm saying, but it would be kind of weird to just have this random 10 spot of figures. I mean, how many have we had plastic free? Probably about 15. I think
Kamakura was the first one that I got.
Yeah, Kamakura. One of the animal companion sets, Snake Eyes and Timber, the Sarge. God, there's a ton. Like the Tiger Force, Dusty,
Python Troll. Everything needs to be... Maybe this is going to be an unpopular thing to say. I don't think everything needs to be a window, because like the troop sets that are still coming out, if those are online only anyway...
Yeah.
Then why not just get a big chunk of the art related to them on the box instead of getting a window? I think that makes more sense if it's something that's not ever supposed to ship to brick and mortar anyway. And it's a multi-pack. I think that I would want the window packaging on something that's like a single figure, but on the multi-packs, I don't think I care.
Ritz has said, hey guys, I wonder if this will apply to the Hiss HasLab in time. It would be nice if the figures come in window boxes. I don't think they would probably do that. They've probably already got the figures for those all sorted out and packaging, I would imagine. You never know, though. But then, I mean, what do you think, Pat? Do you think there's enough time for them to change on that?
No, they've probably got that all figured out. I was hoping we were going to get retro cards on those for some reason, but
just the one. We get one retro card. It's Cobra Commander.
Cobra Commander?
Yeah. Okay. So he at least will have a window.
It wouldn't surprise me if the other ones are just kind of, you know, tied down in a box in the box.
Yeah, 100%. The new age of man will be here before that Batman says. Amazing. Oh, that's a good shout. Neil wants edible plastic next. I like the sound of that, Neil. Just like open your figure, and then have a snack, and then you've got your figure, and you're satisfied. Everything's cool. What do you think?
Yeah, but then you'd have problems with people licking packages inside the store.
Just eating them out of the box.
Just lick the package enough so that you could still steal the head. That's what people would be doing.
Got it. Go. But all these licked packages with like little holes in them. Amazing. Maybe not on that one, Neil. Maybe a special online only. So it comes to your house and you're like, there we go, I can eat this. No worries. Cool. Oh, plastic battles. Hey, Paul. I imagine the Joe team switched up the box before the decision was finalized to go back to windows. These windowless ones were already done and printed and boxed and shipped. Definitely. Almost certainly. It just seems like the pivots they do on these kind of decisions are every month. There seems to be a new change of direction in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, that's that. Yes, Matthew, I'm aware of what I said, and I stand by it. I won't probably put that comment up on the screen, though. Neil says, is PET edible? Probably not. I don't think any of that is edible, honestly. Anyway, right. Next news item, because we've still got more to talk about, Pat. Can you believe it? And going on to the final news item of the day, and that is in Super 7 revealed tastic news. Wow, Super 7 have been busy to say the least. Not too long after finally shipping their first wave of Ultimates figures, we got two huge reveals, one after the other. A teaser dropped prior to last week's episode that hinted at a fun April Fool's Day release, which turned out to be the Cobra Escape 3-pack. The reaction set featured Cobra Commander, Destro, and the Baroness in disguises, based on their attempt to evade capture following the events of the Pyramid of Darkness Sunbow miniseries. They each get an accessory, the grocery bag for Cobra Commander as an old lady, hammer for Destro the city worker, and the medical satchel for the Baroness as a nurse. The set is presented in a subway car style package with slipcover and is available to buy from their website right now for $65, link in the description. If you thought that was all they were going to reveal this past week, then you would have been sorely mistaken, as the latest wave of Ultimates also hit us like a ton of bricks. We had predicted that Zartan was going to show up after the teaser for that Cobra in a basket drop the week prior, but it turned out to be included with the Baroness in her black costume. We also got Gung-Ho and Stalker in one of the most impressive waves so far. In addition to the reveals, Super 7 are including an accessory super pack when you pre-order the full wave from their website. The set features repainted rifles, pistols, and a number of other fun accessories like binoculars, a walkie-talkie, flashlight, and a redecoed flint backpack. One other awesome tidbit of info concerns Zartan, who will have a colour change feature when exposed to sunlight. Just brilliant. Each figure is chock full of fun homage accessories and are $55 each, or $220 for the wave. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for indeed, Pat? What are you waiting for, Pat?
I'm waiting to make sure that I have the money in my bank account is what I'm waiting for.
Exactly is what you're waiting for. Sorry, I've got a comment here, Adam. Brilliant. Waiting on classifiers to be packaged in Stay Fresh cheese bags next. That would be the way to go, wouldn't it? Just little Stay Fresh cheese bags with the little cheese bags, Stay Fresh on it. That'd be great. With one of these on it, I should say. He says, with it at hand for the first time in his entire existence, Stay Fresh cheese bag, the full force. Do you like that, Pat?
Yeah.
I think you made that. No, that was a Brian Sauer creation. So thank you, Brian. Shout out. He's getting an early shout out on this one. Anyway, Let's talk Super 7. First up, the three-pack. What did you think when you saw this one? Because I thought this was brilliant.
Yeah, it's like what I was saying before. This is exactly the kind of wacky, fun stuff that I'm hoping that they do more of in the reaction line for G.I. Joe.
Yeah, it's going to the deep dives, the kind of weirder, quirkier stuff, and this is definitely in that ballpark. Obviously, we get the Baroness as a nurse with the little medical satchel. We get Cobra Commander with the grocery bag as an old lady, and we get Destro as a city worker with his hammer. I just think this is so cute, so fun, and obviously great kind of like nod to that episode, to the end of the fifth episode in the Pyramid of Darkness miniseries. Just really funny, and I kind of feel like this was something that was always going to happen with Super 7, but it's one of those, like, I feel like this is an obvious one for Super 7. Honestly, I think this is an obvious one for Super 7. I think the Satin's Band is an obvious one for Super 7, especially in the reaction line. I definitely think we're going to see those at some point. This was something genuinely that I thought we'd see at some point in Super 7.
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting this. I was thinking Satin's Band would be a sure thing, though. So maybe next year on Satin's Band?
Oh, it's got to be soon, hasn't it? I feel like they're always pushing against that because it's too obvious. Like, it's too, like it's Snake Eyes in Boy George, and it's the Timber on his hind legs with, all the it's just ridiculous stuff like that. So you know it's going to happen at some point. But yeah, I definitely think reaction is where this quirkier stuff can happen. And obviously we got this beautiful packaging, beautiful slip cover as well. Very cool. Love that. Zartan, thank you very much for the super chat. That Zartan is a good looking figure. All other figures aspire to be this figure. If you don't buy it, then you have no taste. Amazing. There you go. Zartan has spoken. Thank you very much, Zartan. Obviously talking about the wave for Ultimate Zartan, which we'll get to in a second. Anyway, I love these for the kind of like the jokey effect, but then like kind of like displaying them like this is how I probably would do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be way too tempted to open them up.
Yeah.
So the box may stay, it may go. I don't know. But I will definitely be opening it either way.
Awesome. Well, love them. Then obviously, as well as that, and you can obviously link in the description if you want to get that. That's for order right now, by the way, that three pack. On their website, the Ultimates. Now, we have got pre-orders opened up on these. We had like a leak the day before of the actual images, like the product images, not all the product images, just the kind of like figure and what accessories they were going to get. And then basically the next day, we got the pre-orders drop around about like 1 Eastern, I think it was, during the day. And this lineup is pretty solid, isn't it, Pat?
Yeah, and not at all what I was expecting.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, obviously, Black Costume Baroness was definitely one for the future. Zartan, we definitely thought was coming. Gung-Ho had been mentioned a few times. And I think Stalker had been mentioned, like, in some discussions, but not certainly not the way we kind of vehemently, like, put some of the other characters forward.
Yeah, I think maybe you said, well, what about Gung-Ho last week or the week before? And I said, yeah, I could kind of see Gung-Ho, but he wasn't the one that I was. I think that was in response to me saying that Roadblock would probably be coming soon. And I am surprised to not see Roadblock. And I am surprised to see the Baroness again so soon.
Yeah, because we had the Baroness version, well, the kind of like blue costume version in Wave 2, didn't we, with the Flint J Destro Baroness wave. So obviously we had the Wave 3, which was Doc, Storm Shadow, Cobra Trooper, and who am I forgetting? Scarlet. Wow. So we had that wave most recent, like before this one revealed. So like we're getting some of the major characters done in the Ultimates line very early on, aren't we? We've had, I would say the Bat is still, for Sunbow, is a massive character. Like, it's not like one that people don't recognize or don't understand, or, it's not a deep, deep cut. So I'd still say that, we're getting the main crew. Maybe Doc is probably the most, unexpected, maybe, at this stage.
Maybe. For me, Doc was one of the ones that I played with as a kid. I mean, I was mostly my childhood G.I. Joe fun was mostly like the 83, 84, and even 82. But yeah, so Doc was part of my roster more than like even Flint or Lady J
Right.
personally.
Well, that's, I mean, again, it obviously differs for a lot of people. I'm just kind of thinking from like the broad strokes of it.
You're
When you look
right.
at
Yeah.
all those figures, you're talking like, main character, main character, main, like core. And here, you've probably got some very early miniseries, and with Gung Ho, he kind of like spanned the majority of the Sunbow series. It was incredible. But obviously, Zartan and Baroness, huge characters. It's a solid wave. We'll start with Zartan as well. He gets a slightly different color box. Did you notice that? Kind of like a reddy color.
No, actually, I didn't even look at the boxes. I was looking at the figures and the accessories.
Yeah, so that is kind of like an interesting addition. I'm guessing like maybe some of the maybe the Dreadnoughts get the red. I don't know. Maybe it's like certain like mercenaries or something. You never know. I don't know. We'll probably see as other characters get revealed, I guess, throughout.
I kind of like that because I do like the thought that Cobra has hired some people who aren't just inherent members of Cobra.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Figure looks great. They've done really well with the cowl, I think, because there's that whole thing in the cartoon as you're not really sure whether it's a hood or actual hair with the way it's animated. But yeah, I kind of like what they've done here.
Yeah, I never saw it as hair.
I know
As
what you mean,
many
but
times as
like,
that's come up, I never did. But
it's
I
one of
have
those things.
actually seen in other areas where it was depicted as hair, like in the manga. You
Yeah.
know, he actually has a part in it in a
Yeah.
couple of drawings.
Amazing.
So they
Amazing.
definitely, and they were basing things on the Sunbow animation. So definitely, whoever drew the manga at one point looked at it and went, "Oh, that's his crazy hair. It's just very flowy on his shoulders."
Melts on his shoulders.
Yeah,
Neil
it doesn't look
says,
like hair at all.
"No, we need barbecue next with unhelmeted head." I think barbecue would be a great shout, and agree on that as well as a variant head. Airtight, someone mentioned as well, which is pretty, I think, is another massive Sunbow one. Neil also said, "Wave 5 prediction: Major Blood, Firefly, Barbecue, Rock, Roadblock." Actually, that's not bad because I think my prediction for this wave was Roadblock, Major Blood. I think I said Cover Girl, and what was the other one I said? Do you remember? Zartan,
Right.
because we knew Zartan was coming, I think.
Yeah.
We had that feeling that Zartan was on the
Yeah,
horizon.
for the wrong reasons.
Oh God, yeah. So the blooming teaser for that came out was the Cobra in a basket with the gas, and that actually comes with the Baroness. So even though we were like, yeah, Zartan's coming, guys, obviously he did, thank goodness. But for the wrong, like the we got to the right like outcome, but doing the wrong working out, basically, didn't we?
Yeah. I think that I would have been sad if Zartan had not been in the lineup, because at that point it felt like, oh, I'm getting a Zartan.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Tometo was the one that said airtight. Thank you very much, Tometo Bob Sponge. I need an airtight with unhelmeted head. Absolutely. So do I. I think that'd be great. Luke, this is a very important point. Sorry to completely wipe you off the screen there, Pat. But Luke is now the co-host. Look at me, Pat. I'm the co-host now, says Luke. Sad that I won't be getting the weapons pack. In Canada, ordering directly from Super 7, it will be too expensive with the conversion rate and shipping. Therefore, I will get all four through my Canadian fan channel store. So no weapons pack for Canadians. Very sad. I wonder if they'll offer something. I know Luke, you have asked me to ask the question to Brian when I interview him soon. So Pat just left anyway. Look, that's amazing. Yeah, I will definitely pose that question to Brian to see if they've got any plans to kind of cater to other people in around the globe, because you're not the only ones that are affected there, definitely, Luke. So thank you for pointing that out. And yeah, let me pose that question to Brian when I get the opportunity. Talking Joe says Doc is a very early figure that has been very underused as a figure. So in terms of weight of character versus number of versions, is underused. Definitely agree with that one, Mark. Wetsuit unhelmeted. Yes, agreed. Neil says Zartan needs his swamp skier. Do you think we'll see a Zartan re-release at some point, Pat, with the swamp skier for Ultimates?
I hope they don't start doing re-releases with additional accessories for Ultimates. I don't really need vehicles in Ultimates either. But yeah. If they did, it would be something that I think that the size difference between Ultimates and Classified Series, if they did a swamp skier, it would see a ton of sales to people who weren't even buying Ultimates. So it wouldn't be a bad business decision at all.
Yeah. Anyway, Zartan, also color changes. Are you happy with that? Or do you think we're in another fake out situation, like the reaction reveal that happened that time, and they were like, here, he changes color, and then it's like, no, that was
no correct. I think the fact that they came out and specified this after we weren't expecting it, because I think that we saw the pictures and we're like, it would be nice if he changed color, and then this came out. So
I
think for sure that this isn't leaked information that shouldn't have been out. That's what does that happen twice now?
Well, that wasn't even leaked information. They just put it on their website as full copy. And it was, I think what happened was they were going to do it. They decided against it, but they didn't change what was going out copy-wise on the website.
And so that happened with Classified Series as well as Super 7 with the releases of Zartan. So,
yeah, it did, didn't it? Oh, God, I remember that too. Because it was written on the Hasbro Pulse copy, wasn't it? Oh, right. God, I remember that as well. And it's almost like they were forced to do a color change one in a sense. Interesting. Anyway, no, Luke, you're the best. But thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, that is great. I'm really excited for the color change. And it also makes me kind of hopeful that if we get Zarana, I didn't know it was you. I bet you weren't expecting that today, were you? Or Xandar. You know us. If we get either of those two, possibly color changes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think for sure that's a given. I kind of wonder what accessories Zarana could come with, because she could have several disguises.
So many. I mean, yeah. The problem with disguises, as we found out with a lot of Ultimates figures so far, you don't really get a lot of variant head disguise heads, because you kind of have to do the whole body. Like, you know, the way that some of these disguises work. But with Zarana, I didn't know it was you. You can have so many. I mean, the earrings, for example, with a little camera in them. How cool would that be?
Yeah, but how? Well, I guess you'd have to have an alternate head. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I would imagine separate. So it, like a little earring that was open and you had like the little camera.
That'd be design really on small, it, right?
That she holds. Yeah, it would have to be, obviously. Maybe just molded into a hand, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Fixed it. You're welcome, Super 7. But yeah, there's tons of stuff she could have. Like, there's tons. And I would really like it if we got... Yes, it is sun change, yeah. It's this color. This is sun color changing. If you got Mainframe and Zarana in the wave, I think that would be kind of fun as well. What would their... I'm not sure if you're aware of their Sunbow love affair, are you, Pat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing that for sure.
Cool.
So that would make sense. I think that was a standout episode, and people associate those two Sunbow characters with each other. So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Then, of course, Gung-Ho. We've already talked about Gung-Ho, but obviously... cracking introduction into the Ultimates. He looks fantastic, like proper straight off the screen vibes here. And again, comes with some pretty awesome accessories on this one. Does anybody know, by the way, what that headband Gung-Ho is from? Because I've watched probably too many hours of Sunbow episodes since this came out just to try and find it. Cannot find that reference anyway. Is it from the comic? Is it, because that's something I didn't even think of. Is it a comic reference? Who knows? Let us know in the comments if you know, because I'm stumped on that one. Obviously, the gloves and the crystal, which obviously the crystal fits in the gloves in a way that makes him carry it, is straight from Captors of Cobra, like literally from the scene. And the mini Wolverine tank is from one of the miniseries. Is it Revenge? or Mass?
I don't remember. I remember it, but I don't remember which one.
Completely forgotten. I probably said it in the video, but or the news burst, I should say, not the video, because that was different. The tank is basically a mini tank that he picks up when Stalker's on. He's trying to basically do the fake, video for. I think it's the first one. I think it's Mass Device. Let me know in the comments if I'm completely wrong, but he picks up, and I think that's really cute as well. He's even got one of the hands is for holding the Wolverine, which is cute as well. So that's fun. And the rest of it is effectively like the M16 is the cartoon M16, and then he's got the grenade launcher and the backpack from the figure. So they are figure references, which is great. Anything to say on Gung Ho before we move on there, Pat?
No, not really.
Cool. Stalker. This is a good shout as well. Another classic character, especially, well, more so in the first, in the early miniseries, but like, again, so synonymous in the intro, and they've given him a lot of intro kind of weapons and accessories here, haven't they?
For sure. Yeah, that's kind of the thing that a lot of people just associate him with, is him throwing that bomb and shooting it. If those had been left out, it would have been a major miss, I think, for Stalker.
Now, the other things are kind of like quite interesting here. Obviously, he gets the variant heads, but there aren't, like, I find when they do the kind of, they'll do three variant heads and they're not always that dissimilar from each other. They're just kind of very slightly different. I kind of feel like I wish they would do something that was more like with Zartan, for example. That face that he pulls in Countdown for Zartan is phenomenal. And that would have made for a brilliant head sculpt where he's kind of like sweating and he's pulling that ridiculous face. I think that would have been brilliant for Countdown. And the fact that he comes with all the different Countdown things. Now with Stalker, similar heads, basically, he gets. Obviously, one is kind of like yelling, one is kind of stern, and one is kind of happier. But I don't know if they're different enough necessarily. But still, kind of, he gets those heads. Obviously, the jetpack, as you mentioned, the bomb and the pistol from the intro. Then he gets binoculars and the walkie-talkie, which are effectively reuses, I think. I think they've been done in other figures already, but he's kind of getting them as like Joe accessories. The canteen is actually affixes, I believe, to the back of his belt, because that's where I've seen it in fact, when he's on the motorbike in that first scene, when he's, you know, about to jump the thing in the ram, he's about to jump the fence in the ram, you see the canteen on his belt, and obviously in other scenes as well. So that kind of makes sense. And then all the rifles are like toy for the kind of, you know, the submachine gun, the Sunbow laser rifle, and the Sunbow cartoon M16. So that's pretty much covered. We've seen the walkie-talkie used by Duke in the Mass Device, I think. Was it Revenge of Cobra? Okay, thank you, Neil. Much appreciated. Anything more to add on the accessories there, Pat, for Stalker?
Curious to see how the jump attaches.
It's straps, I think.
Is it?
I believe so. We've already had one, haven't we, with Snake Eyes.
Oh yeah, yeah. We haven't opened him.
Yeah, we need to do the unboxings, don't we, mate?
Yeah.
Still have no idea who sent those to us. We assume Super 7, but I haven't had a response back yet to say yes or no. So
I'm waiting to open those until we can do that together, if we can.
Actually, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Let's do that. Let's do that and then talk. Let's make that a thing. We can use the twin screen. Actually, we could probably just do twin screen and just show our stuff like that. Yeah, let's do that. That'd be fun. Who wants a double box opening from me and Pat? Hands up in the comments. Everyone's just going to be silent. I mean, like, we don't want you to do any of it. Just finish this and go. Next up, then, as we have the Baroness. I think this is the last figure, isn't it? Baroness, and again, I think fully expected at some point, but maybe not in Wave 4.
Yeah, I was expecting her. I mean, I'm sure that there's probably some loss of sales for the blue one, for the fact that this one is being shown already. I can see a lot of people dropping that original one, which is part of the reason why I thought it would make sense to wait on this one. But I'm not going to decide between the two of them for sure. I kind of like both.
Yeah, again, like I think they're significantly different enough. And obviously, we haven't had many of that particular figure, you know, the blue one. We haven't had many of that particular version of the Baroness right. done in like the, you know, the exact way it was portrayed on screen. So I think it definitely has a place, 100% has a place for me in the line. I can see though people maybe go like picking and choosing, because in some cases you kind of have to. But if you're picking and choosing to that degree, why would you buy the Blue Baroness in the first place, knowing that this is obviously going to come at some point? Like, to me, that doesn't make sense. If you're getting it because you want a Baroness figure, like, you know, why would you get the blue one at all if you know the black one is obviously going to come soon? Do you know what I mean? It just doesn't feel very logical to me.
Well, it's hard to tell how long some of the lines are going to last. It seems like Super 7 is really eager to make sure that the Ultimates G.I. Joe lasts a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always that fear of missing out. I definitely wouldn't have wanted to, if it were me, I wouldn't want to skip the Baroness and just have that be the one figure I didn't buy. But I'm also not a person that displays everything. And sometimes, right. you know, people want, once they get an upgrade to a toy or the one that they prefer, it's time for the old one to go.
Right.
That's not what I do.
We've had like, I think three people want to see us do an unboxing together, Pat. So that's enough. Three is enough, right?
Okay.
That sounds good. That'd be three views, three hits, and three likes. I appreciate it. Probably three hate emojis, actually, is what we'd get. And then, obviously, the Baroness, all her gear and everything here. We've got lots of call-outs here, which are brilliant. And I'm really excited for the camera because I've got a feeling it's an extender. You'll only get that joke or that reference if you know Alan Partridge. Okay, so the Baroness, three variant heads. These are pretty dope heads, mate. In my opinion, she looks great, doesn't she?
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they all look on a figure and if they're swappable at all with the, not that the glasses would look right, but are you able to do any swapping between the two figures?
That's a good point. Yeah, the blue one, absolutely. Uh-huh. I'll see Peppermint All Capsule knows what I'm talking about. Thank you for that. Can I vote for Chris and Pat on boxing instead, says Talking Joe. You want us to box, not unbox. So you just want us to fight each other. Okay, fine. Do you want to do that, Pat? Yeah?
Why not? Sure.
Okay. We'll do a Mike Tyson punch out play thing. I don't actually physically punch you, so yeah.
If that's what it takes to get Hasbro to make a Rocky figure, then yes, let's do it.
Yeah, so Baroness comes with tons and tons of gear here. So obviously we've got the Rattler helmet from that like half a scene that you see her wearing it. This is what I love about the homage accessories, is they'll put something in there that like has less screen time than the Transformers logo flipping around in between breaks. Like it's crazy, but again, kind of brilliant at the same time, because it's a really flamboyant helmet, isn't it?
Yeah, and it kind of makes me wonder, and why does it make me feel like Space Ghost? I don't know why.
There's something about Space Ghost vibe. Yeah, yeah.
The vibe of it. But it makes you wonder, like, having it out there and having it in physical form makes me wonder what the purpose was of it in universe as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, is that a helmet that multiple characters have, or is that just something Baroness had on her own? Like,
it's like her personal, it's like her own personal one, isn't it? That's what it feels it like.
But yeah. Then what's with the symbol that's on it? You know, what is going on there?
It's like she's got like some sort of special air command type situation going on, where she gets her own logos, design, and her own helmet. It's brilliant. I love it. And I just think that's so much fun and a great addition as well. Like, I would never have clocked doing that for this particular Baroness. There's loads of other accessories I'd put in there. Some of them have made it in here, by the way, but I would have probably put in ahead of that. But I think it's really good. I'm glad they went with it. Also, the flowing hair one's a good one, because you often see her in that kind of move, that mode with the hair flying around and everything in the cartoon. So many scenes where she's doing that. So that's another good touch, I think.
Yeah, and that one has really good expression as well.
big time. We've got the toy weapon, the blaster. We've got the laser rifle from the cartoon. Obviously, multiple hands. But then we've got loads of homage accessories. Now, I know where some of these are from. I don't know where all of them are from. Eau de Cobra perfume is genius. Absolutely. I'm so glad they added that in there from Eau de Cobra, the episode. The conch of the sirens from, was it Spell of the Siren or something along those? I think it's the Spell of the Siren, Sumbo episode, where she blows through that and it kind of like mesmerizes and hypnotizes all of the men, all of the males, which was interesting. And then the seal, the Great Seal of Alaska, which is from the Great Alaskan Land Rush episode. And so is, that's the kind of upside down like chalice thing that you can see. The camera that's on there is also in that episode. At the beginning of that episode, she's in disguise as like a tourist old lady. And as she turns with the camera, she extends it and it becomes a laser blaster. So I am desperately hoping for that to be an extender of an item, or it's permanently extended and they're just showing it from the front. What do you think, Pat?
I think it's just going to be a camera. I think you're going to have to use your imagination.
We shall see. What did it say on the copy? Because I read the copy.
I didn't read that either. I got excited. I just wanted figures and accessories.
I remember, Pat, getting excited because of the way it was described. What is wrong with me? Seriously, what is wrong with me? Here we go. So the Baroness, it says in accessories, it says...
Too bad, Chris, is what it says.
It says camera gun. I did not put that in the right place. It says camera gun. See? That got me excited at the thought of it possibly being an extender.
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to be an extender. I think that if there was an extender, it'd just be an extension, and that probably doesn't have that.
Like a separate piece that goes on the front of it, kind of
right.
thing.
Right. Yeah.
I will still hold out hope that it's an extender, but we shall see. You're right, though. It's a bit small for that. The grenade, I believe, is from the same episode as the Cobra in a Basket, but I'm not 100% sure about that. So if you do know what episode the grenade is from, the red and black grenade, then obviously feel free to let us know in the comments. But no. Anyway, the last thing to talk about is the super pack, Pat. How super is this pack? Super Pat is like your superhero name. But what do you think about Super Pack?
I think it's nice to get a bonus. It definitely adds some value. It definitely adds some FOMO for a lot of people as well. I think that there's been a lot more orders because of this pack.
Yeah.
I think that it's... I mean, how many of these are actually new for this?
I think it's all repurposed.
But is the Flint backpack in new colors at least?
Yeah, everything's redecoed. The walkie-talkie's green from silver. The flashlight, nearly said the wrong word there, is also tan instead of green. The binoculars, same situation. They're green usually. And Flint's backpack obviously is different color as well. And then all the rifles have got different touches on them as well. Like the Sunbow laser rifle has got loads of additional deco on it. Have you noticed that?
No, actually I haven't.
Because that's one color, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Usually.
And all the other figures it is?
Yeah. We could have a look, but I don't want to spoil it for the unboxing video we're going to do. but yeah, all the other ones, I think there are different decos or slightly something different about them in terms of the deco.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I kind of wonder if this is kind of them testing the waters on doing this.
Probably, yeah.
And if they will do it again in future waves. And if it goes over well enough, you know, will they include other things like an extended Baroness camera, you know, like... Could you get any of the weird homage accessories specific to this set?
Yeah, totally. Future Fortress Maximus does say they are mostly repaints of stuff that comes with Flint. It's true, actually. Flint has the pistol, the shotgun. I think the Sunbow rifle comes with Flint as well. The backpack. And I want to say the the binoculars. I might be wrong on that.
It's mostly a flint pack. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm kind of looking at flint right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of flint stuff in there. Obviously, the laser blaster is a Cobra, I believe, isn't it? That's a Cobra laser rifle, isn't it?
Right.
One third down. So yeah, there's one, maybe the pistol's Cobra as well, the black pistol.
But yeah, it's a good call. There's a lot of stuff. And actually, Flint's Sunbow rifle does have deco there. It's just not as pronounced. It's like a gray on.
I wonder, though, if what we get is just one color anyway, because I think was it the same with the Snake Eyes figure? Because the one that he comes with, or the one that they've shown, that they've brought out so far, is just one solid color. And I think supposed to maybe be deco on it, and maybe it wasn't. It might be the same thing here. It might be the same rifle, and they've just utilized the same, mock-up.
Yeah, that's possible.
We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, it is a lot of the Flint stuff, except for different deco. That's a good call. I appreciate him saying that.
Yeah, thank you. And the walkie-talkie is the same. It's just green, I believe, guys. I think it's the same as the other ones we've had.
The black gun right below that other Cobra rifle, like the fourth one down, but the one on the left, four down.
The pistol, yeah.
Also not with Flint, but everything other than those two accessories, all that stuff was with Flint.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So there you go. There's your Flint redecoed super pack. And I think that is all for the news today. Loads to get through today. We've done well there, Pat, actually. We've done that in decent time, I think. But anyway, I suppose we'll move on now to the shout-outs. You cool with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
I won't cut you off this time.
Have you tried Hoarder yet? No? Well, you need to. If you have a collection of things and want to create a fun and easy way of organising it and, of course, showing it off, then get involved. You can post items and build collections, and you can drop a status like getting a fun delivery or seeing some awesome related stuff on your travels. Build your collections with Hoarder. The app is free to download on Google Play and the App Store, so what are you waiting for? Get to hoarding.
Shout outs. Right. Before we get into the shout outs, though, someone did mention this. Jeff mentioned that Classified Snow Job won't include the Sunbow rifle. So anyone who gets this can add it to him now. That's a good shout. Very good point. And also, the more of those Sunbow pistols you can get, the better, because that is the best design of a laser pistol ever. In actual fact, I want them to make like a Sunbow style, like kind of like light gun shooter for G.I. Joe with that pistol. That would be so dope, wouldn't it? And maybe like, and then have the rifle as well as a light gun. How cool would that be?
Some G.I. Joe laser tag. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm thinking like, you know, like Duck Hunt or one of those games, like on the NES and the SNES, when you'd have like, you know, like a light gun shooter. That, how much fun, man, would that be for a G.I. Joe game? Sunbow related as well. I think it'd be great.
That would be fun.
Right, we'll do that on a monthly. We'll come up with some amazing computer game pitches. How does that sound?
It sounds good. Yeah, I guess if they did a Snowdrop rifle, isn't Ripper's gun also the same thing, only with different attachments?
Oh my word. Yeah, with like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so you could even do, if you're making a full size one, you could just kind of plan out both of those at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what you could do for a G.I. Joe Nerf, is have it be a modular,
Sunbow rifle. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, they've had like,
dude, I'm sorry, but the Nerf G.I. Joe scenario is one of the biggest missed opportunities of all time. Why they didn't come out of the gate with the Sunbow rifle and the Sunbow pistol. There is no, and Cobra have got the iconic laser blaster as well. Like there's no, I don't see why that didn't happen, and instead we got that thing that never actually saw the light of day.
Right. Yeah. I think that was kind of a fail to begin with. Yeah. If they did the rail system and maybe some modulus aspects to it, you could actually have it be a little bit modular, you know, and swapping some pieces out.
But then 100%.
You could do Ripper's gun, so double as a Dreadnoks and a G.I. Joe.
It would be amazing. Yeah. Adam says, how long before Hasbro follows suit with an accessory pack for Classified? And if, when they do it, will it be a retro release throwing back to the OG packs release for the vintage line? I'd like the sound of that, Adam. I think that would be brilliant for Classified to do a retro accessory pack, just like the original, with that kind of Earl Norum art on it, which was always phenomenal, wasn't it?
Yeah, that would be really cool. I would enjoy that.
There you go, Adam. We're at shout-outs now, believe it or not. Oh, Peppermint Oil Capsule, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy Eggster. Thanks to the Sergeant Slaughter's Slaughterhouse shouts lately. You're welcome. I know that obviously it's a lot to write out, but it took me a while to work out what I was reading there. Not at all, man. Absolutely. And definitely go and check out Sergeant Slaughter's Slaughterhouse, please. And thank you, YouTube channel. It's awesome. And thank you for the super chat. Really appreciate it. Okay. Shout outs, Pat. Go for it, mate. We're here.
Still apologies to Philip. I was, like I said last week, I was sick. I did not have energy in me to sit around editing. So I'm way behind on a new episode of Articulated Points. March just kind of came and went, and I didn't have much time at all.
These are only excuses, really, Pat, at the end of the day. You don't have to justify it. It sounds like you're trying to justify it to yourself.
Trying to justify it to myself because you have personal life goals. And my personal life goals are editing G.I. Joe videos and you know, videos on other topics. We do more than just G.I. Joe, but we still consider ourselves primarily a G.I. Joe channel.
Absolutely. And go check them out. Articulated Points, link in the description, YouTube channel, guys. Go sub, go like, go watch their brilliant videos. And if you want more knowledge on more things than you could ever imagine possible, you will get that knowledge checking out Articulated Points videos. Go do it. Do you have one? What's the next one coming? Are you allowed to talk about it? Are you trying to keep it quiet?
Well, I don't want it to be wrong. I've not edited it. So if it has some problems, that's not what it's going to be.
I am constantly telling people, oh, I've got this video coming, got that video coming. And then it's like, where is that video that you sent ages ago? I'm like, it'll come. It'll get there.
I will say that whenever we put together last or 2 months ago's video, almost a month ago, the Sergeant Savage one I had done, there was so much information in there. I had probably chopped off at least half of what I wanted to talk about, like any of the unproduced things like that.
Yeah.
So at some point, hopefully soon, we are going to need to discuss that.
Definitely. Well, I'm excited to hear it and see it. But anyway, more shout outs we've got to get through. Shout out to Phil. Hope you're having a good day. Having a good weekend, Phil, if you're watching. Or if not, why are you not watching? What are you doing with your life? Come on. Shout out to the fam, UK, USA, to Kate and Phoebes, to the whole family. Love you very much. And thank you for all the awesome support. Hopefully getting back to the UK very soon. Fingers crossed. I've got to have a wisdom tooth removed and can't travel for a couple of weeks, apparently. So I have to, it's going to be a beauty. It's like, it's basically over the years, it's kind of grown awkwardly and is kind of like putting pressure on another tooth. So that bad boy has to, I'm not getting any pain, by the way, but we've seen when you look at the x-rays, you're kind of like, can we get that out, please? just take that problem
out.
You're
just doing one?
Yeah, it's just the one on one side that's the issue. The other one is not really causing any problems. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, that's fun to look forward to. So next week, when we record our monthly and the weekly, I'm probably going to have a big swollen face, which should be funny. And I'll be going like, what do you think, Pat? That's what my voice is going to sound like the entire time.
I hope not. Anyway. You should be fine. Most people getting their wisdom teeth out are fine.
You were not, did you say?
Oh, no, it was bad. My wisdom teeth out was bad.
Why would you say that, right?
All four of mine out at the same time.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
You'll be fine, though.
Like, I don't have that much wisdom.
You don't have any wisdom?
None. So I don't even know what it's doing in there in the first place. I have no idea what that...
Yeah. You'll just not be drinking from a straw and everything will be fine.
Yeah, I'll just be drinking smoothies from slowly.
Yeah, I think you're not supposed to drink from a straw. I think that's what the deal is right after.
Yeah, because of the... Yeah, you don't want to do that. Okay, I won't drink from a straw. I've already been told, so it's good. Also, shout out to Brian Sauer for the amazing graphics and also for getting me the title card. I kept pressing him last night for it, but thank you, mate. We appreciate all the work you do for us. It's amazing. And also to Brian and Paddy, who posted some awesome new pages from their upcoming Total Action Force The Battle Years soft cover release. These are the additional pages that are going to be put in to the new version of the book. Although it's going to be obviously a soft cover, it's going to have some new content. And these are some of the pages. We've got 1985 G.I. Joe vehicle pages and, of course, Cobra as well, including the RoboSkull, which is dope. And this is kind of like the 1985 Palitoy era. So this is kind of like another additional segment that they're throwing into the book because they're probably not going to be able to get the opportunity to do, you know, a Total Action Force 1985 kind of book. There's not enough content really there. So we're getting the vehicle pages and we're getting some amazing dio shots as well, which we haven't seen yet, but awesome. So shout out to those guys. Also shout out to Dan Klingensmith for G.I. Joe, Creating G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, Volume 11, Kickstarter. Like I said, in the description below, you can go and pledge for that right now. Where is it at, Pat? Do we know? Because I haven't got it ready.
I don't know. I thought that he was like $1,000 off.
It was close. Last time I looked was a couple of days ago, and it was close. So it might even be funded already. We'll find out shortly.
Yeah, it did.
Yay!
Because he's at... He's $700 over goal, so it is
fantastic. Congratulations, then. We'll change this to congratulations to Dan Klingensmith for successfully funding Creating G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, Volume 11, onto stretch goals, I guess. So, or onto the next. So, yeah, excited to see those books or that book as well in hand. Great job, buddy, as always. Right. And that's it to all of our wonderful listeners, viewers, patrons, all of you guys for supporting the show. We really appreciate it. And we're having fun, Pat. It's another good episode, a long one, but we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, there was a lot to talk about. I didn't think there was that much, but you were right. There was a lot this week.
And we've got loads coming up as well, by the way. Even if there was no news next week, Pat and I are still working on things like this double unboxing scenario. We've got the Night Force related monthly, which we're going to be doing, I think, next week, recording anyway. Then I've just finished the quick kick recording video. So I've got the edit to do. So we'll have a deep dive on Classified Quick Kick and what to expect for that. There'll be loads more. I imagine there'll be more news next week as well. We shall see. As we speak, I'm in contact and lining up the Hasbro interview with Lenny and Emily. So that's very exciting. I hope we can get that sorted soon. And the same goes for Brian at Super 7. We are currently negotiating what time to do that and what date. So fingers crossed, those can happen very soon and we'll have loads of content coming this week. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, Talking Joe as well. Good shout here, Talking Joe. Last day of After Action Report Kickstarter 2, I think. So great shout on that one. Thank you, Talking Joe. And yeah, go and check out the After Action Report. Definitely do that. Right then. Thank you very much for all the comments as well today, guys, and everything. It's been fantastic. Pat, thanks for joining me, as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, as always.
As always. We need to have as that always. On a t-shirt, don't we? Like, basically. Have a great one. You know what to do at the end of all these episodes, guys. After 3, 1, 2, 3,
full force.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/The Full Force. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/The Full Force Podcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. full force.